Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 22 of the letters of John. Today's title is When He Appears. A.W. Tozer said, "Let us be alert to the season in which we are living. It is the season of the blessed hope, calling for us to cut our ties with the world and build ourselves on the one who will soon appear. He is our hope, a blessed hope, enabling us to rise above our times and fix our gaze upon Him." Today's text is 1 John 2:28. "And now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from Him in shame at His coming." John Wesley was once asked how he would react if he knew that Christ was coming that very night. His instant reply was, "I don't think I would change any of my plans." That's a great response from a man who was daily living in readiness for the return of Christ. John used a very interesting word for confidence in the original language of 1 John 2:28. It's the Greek word parhesia. This is a compound New Testament word that comes from two words, the word pas, which means all, and the word rhesis, which means as statement quoted with resolve. Together, the word parhesia means a bold statement made with resolve. When you are abiding in Christ, your life will make a bold statement about your true faith in Jesus. When you live your life fully committed to Him, one day you will be able to stand before Him with confidence. You will know that He knows how much you truly love Him. Notice how the following scriptures describe the confidence we can have when we know Christ intimately. Hebrews 4:16 reads, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 10:35-36 says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." Ephesians 3:11-12 reads, "This was according to the eternal purpose that He has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Him." There is a huge contrast between the word shame and the term confidence. They are the exact opposite of one another. The phrase, "and not shrink from Him in shame," comes from a Greek word that means to dishonor or disgrace. When you disgrace someone by the way you live your life and then you see them, your shame causes you to withdraw from them. You know you have completely dishonored that person, so you're overcome with shame and guilt in their presence. When Christ appears, you will either stand before Him in confidence, or you will shrink back in shame. The determining factor will be whether or not you are abiding in Him. Here are some questions to consider today. If Jesus came back at this very moment, would you have confidence or shame? Explain the reason for your answer. Spend some time today envisioning the return of Christ. What do you think that moment will be like? May the following scripture help to get you started. Revelation 1:7 reads, "Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him. Even so, Amen." What other scripture comes to mind that could help you with your vision of his second coming? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.